are here at the 2019 Correlation Client Conference in sunny San Diego, California, and look who's in the studio lounge, Mr. Lenny Gooch.
Hello.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good to have you here.
Thank you very much.
How's the conference going for you before we get into our topic at hand?
I'm amazed. Correlation has grown by leaps and bounds, and to see their 10-year anniversary, to be part of it, and to be welcomed as a speaker was a great honor of mine.
So yeah, because you were here. You were one of the speakers early on.
Yeah, in the first couple of years,
yeah,
I was a speaker.
I remember.
Small group of people. It was a very intimate group, and now they have this huge hotel with a huge room, and it's wall-to-wall people,
yeah.
And it's great to see them grow as fast as they have.
Yeah, it's an amazing story for sure. Yeah. And let's talk about something else amazing. Your session earlier today. Can you give the folks that weren't here your topic and give a quick overview?
Yeah, so I actually came from a very large credit union, and I went to a small credit union now. So we're at a mid-sized credit union.
Foothill Credit Union
is 460 million in assets. And I had a lot of lessons learned coming from a really big credit union with super big, deep pockets, and they were putting time and effort into security.
Yeah.
Going to a smaller organization that needed a little bit of help, and they needed, there were some lessons learned. And, and we, you know, a lot of it comes down to, you know, how can we implement things in the most efficient manner with a limited budget, limited staff, limited resources. And, you know, we found ways to save money, train our staff, and then, you know, just have a basic understanding of what's going on in the world, and teach our team how to stay vigilant. You know, the ultimate goal is to protect our members and to serve our members and to give them everything that they can, every tool at their disposal, but not spend crazy money at the same time.
Exactly. Don't you find that sometimes maybe it's a blessing in disguise because you work more efficiently, you work smarter, more strategically in that case?
Yeah,
I mean, there's a, I think there's an argument for both, but
it is, but it's hard because you have to wear multiple hats.
And
so
I got you.
You're wearing multiple hats, you're doing a lot of things, you know, you hope you don't miss things, but at the same time, I'm really invested in the organization, and to be invested so deeply and to be able to deliver amazing products to my members, and to be able to, the members know that they trust and they believe us, and a lot of it has to do with education, you know, kind of like what you do. You're out there evangelizing what people are doing, and you're out there talking to people, and you're making sure that the word is out there. We have started a whole new process where we're talking to our employees, we're talking to our members, we're talking at conferences like this, because the credit union movement, while there's less and less credit unions every year, you know, we have to stay strong, we have to stay together. So we share information, we share ideas, we share thoughts, and then we share those back to our members. And as long as we can provide a solid foundation for both internally and our members, at the end of the day, we're going to be able to deliver a great product.
Give us a couple of takeaways from two.
Two takeaways.
So that we can use.
My number one takeaway for this, for everyone at this conference, is it's your people. Your people are your biggest asset, but at the same time, they could be your biggest detriment. If you think about it, you're only as strong as your weakest link. So if you have new employees that are coming in the organization and you're not giving them that same level of training, are they going to deliver a bad member experience to your members? Are they going to be the ones that are clicking a malicious link, allowing malware into your environment? You know, so what we found is spending the time and energy to really develop an employee retention and employee engagement program to empower and lift our employees to make them as, they're our strongest pillar. So that to me is a huge takeaway. Huge takeaway is invest time and money into your people, because employee retention is hard, and turnover is expensive.
No doubt.
So, you know, if you can keep your people and keep them happy, you're going to keep them for a long time, and that's what we're going for.
And there's the war on talent right now, trying to find that top talent in a market that's, you know, we have record unemployment low. So finding that that golden nugget is a challenge as well.
And I always tell people, look beyond the resume. You know,
look
beyond just what you see on paper. Talk to the person. Find out where their passion is. Find out where their love is. If they have that drive and that goal to be a great. We recently hired a guy that started, that worked at BJ's restaurant. Yeah, he's one of our number one top member service reps.
Oh my God.
Because he has that customer service mindset.
Yeah,
he's excited, he's passionate, he's member focused, and people love his attitude.
So
find good quality people that fit with your organizational vision, you're going to do great things.
Yeah, it's not only not always looking, you know, for the norm. Sometimes you got to step outside that proverbial box and find somebody like that.
And my second takeaway, you know, is that it's no longer the CEO's responsibility to just understand the financials. The CEO has to be invested from a technology perspective, and they have to have a basic understanding of your environment. My CEO has spent the last year through a whiteboard through documentation and through a lot of questions and answers, understanding our environment. Mm-hmm. While he likes to read the financials in the mornings, he likes to know what's going on in the security world as well.
Yeah.
So it's a CEO's responsibility not only to just worry about the financials and the growth and the mm-hmm. membership, it's understanding the infrastructure and where we're planning to go. What products and services are we bringing to our members that we're providing an amazing service? So, you know, using best of breed tools, best of breed products is great, but also understanding and being able to articulate what you're doing in your environment and being able to sit around with other CEOs and have a good conversation about technology is important nowadays because it's a tough job to be a CEO nowadays.
I can imagine. I mean, I think Greg Smith, were you in the session with Greg Smith, former PSECU CEO?
Oh, I was,
He echoed that, you just said. Yes. Like, technology, you've got to be on top of the tech. I mean, and I'm paraphrasing him.
He's been in the credit union 30, 40 years. And so, but he even understands the importance of being with PSE or ECU, you know, bringing those new products and services to the table.
Yeah.
You know, you have to be willing to be able to articulate what your vision is and what your goal mm-hmm. is. It's no longer IT's responsibility. It's the entire organization.
Yeah. And you just got out of a Q&A session as well, and obviously security focused. You had Jim Stickley on there and Roger. Mm-hmm. I can't remember Roger's last name. I apologize. Sorry, Roger. But you guys are on there as a panel, and you were taking Q&A from the audience and stuff. What was the kind of the common theme in there that you guys...
A lot of broad questions. You know, a lot of regulators. You know, the regulatory questions are coming up a lot. You know, he was brought on board to really help Corelation mature their mm-hmm. security program and bring them to the next level, because 10 years they're skyrocketing into the next level, and so they really need to, you know, get their processes matured and make the customers and prospects feel that they have everything buttoned up mm-hmm. when it comes to security mm-hmm. and they're doing a great job. They you know, having roundtables like that, open, honest communication.
Love that. There's so much communication there.
And you really want to be honest to your team. You know, you want to, you're partners with these vendors, and you want to make sure that your partnership, there's a level of trust there
mm-hmm.
because if you don't trust your partner and your vendors, they're worthless. And so having those open dialogues, those open communications that they had in that session mm-hmm. was awesome. You know, we asked all kinds of questions, for how do you feel about multi-factor authentication, to how are you going to secure my core, mm-hmm. to what's on your roadmap for things that are coming down the future.
Mm-hmm.
And being able to openly talk about those things, I think, is key to building that trust.
Didn't you, I may be totally offline here, but didn't you mention something that security is not just the VP of IT's job anymore?
No.
It's something totally separate now?
Yeah.
Or?
No, well, so
I'll say separate, but
well, so I think when it comes to IT security, IT security doesn't necessarily, should not report directly to the VP of technology.
Okay.
I think IT security should report directly to the CEO. There needs to be some separations of duties there.
Yeah.
Because that way, if there's a finding and someone wants to cover something up, that's what checks and balances are
mm-hmm,
for.
Mm-hmm.
And so IT security is there to look at what IT's doing and make sure that they're following the letter of the law.
Gotcha.
And
gotcha.
If they're not, then it needs to be brought to either risk or the CEO mm-hmm, level mm-hmm. so that it can get addressed properly.
Wow, how times are changing.
I'm telling you, man. Hey, we're in a technology-driven world nowadays.
Yeah,
and if we're not staying relevant and we're not keeping up with it and we're not doing
mm-hmm.
everything we can to protect ourselves,
mm-hmm.
our employees, and our members, then we shouldn't be in the business.
Yep, exactly. Good message to end on. Lenny, thank you so much. Lenny Gooch, everybody. Foothill Federal Credit Union. Go give him a call if you had some questions. Good guy.
All right.